Good evening, sir. My name is Officer D, and I'm here on behalf of the CUM, the Council for Utilitarian Masturbation, that is. I'm sure you're aware of the news surrounding the recent policy changes. This is just a quick little routine checkup to make sure that you're meeting your quotas, and then I'll be out of your... What? You haven't heard? That's honestly impressive. It's been all over the news. Yeah, well, I guess I can't blame you for that. You're the last stop on my rounds today, so if you've got some spare time, I can come in and give you a quick rundown. That's better. Whew, it's chilly outside. Let's see, how far back do I go? Well, it started shortly after they passed the new once-a-day mandate. The state realized that not everyone was actually... You haven't even heard of that, for Christ's sake. What rock did you crawl out from under? Well, I don't have all day, so I'll give you the short version. Basically, the country has been seeing an increase in criminal activity over the past few years. Theft, vandalism, assault. It was kind of getting out of hand. Now, new research has shown a strong correlation between criminal tendencies and sexual frustrations. So, 2 months ago, the state decided to try something a little, let's just say, unconventional. They passed a new mandate that requires every citizen have at least one orgasm a day to prevent that frustration from building up and to keep the population nice and docile. Of course, there was some backlash at the start. I mean, people complaining about bodily autonomy or whatnot, but the results speak for themselves. By now, the success of this program is undeniable. Crime rates all over the country are down. Violence is at an all-time low. And as an added bonus, workplace productivity has been on a steady rise. Turns out it's hard to be productive when all you can think about all day is sex. At least all that is true for the most part. Investigations have shown that not everybody is adhering to the mandate. That's why the state founded the CUM. Our duty is to ensure the compliance of our citizens. We randomly sample people and test them to make sure that they're meeting their quotas. You have nothing to worry about, sir. It's just a routine checkup. I'm sure you masturbate all the time. So go ahead and strip down so I can test you. Sir, please, I really don't have all evening. Yes, you have to undress. Can you do that, or do I need to radio in one of my colleagues to assist you? I don't think they'd appreciate being bothered at this hour. Your underwear too, sir. How else would I perform the test? Very good. Thank you for your cooperation. Now, for the test, we use this new device. I know, it looks a little intimidating, but it's not invasive or anything. If you ever had your blood oxygen measured at the hospital, it basically works like that. Except, instead of oxygen, it measures trace amounts of semen to determine when you last ejaculated. I don't really understand how it works. I just press some buttons and it tells me what I need to know. All right, just relax while I place the device on your cock. Please, there's no reason to be nervous. It doesn't hurt at all. There. Now to activate it. And now we wait. This should only take a few seconds. Any moment now. There we go. Okay, let me just quickly run these numbers to confirm and... Hold on. That can't be right. Sorry, give me a second. Let me just recalculate that. There's no way that's accurate. That is right, apparently, I mean. You last ejaculated over a month ago. You owe the state 39 orgasms. Wow, it's not a moment too soon that they sent me to check up on you. With how pent up you must be, you're probably mere days from full-on delinquency. We'd have a real deviant troublemaker causing chaos in the city. Well, it's a good thing you were selected today. We can get started on settling your debt right away. Let you take care of it? Oh, sir, you misunderstand. Clearly, you cannot be trusted to take care of yourself. The risk is just too great. That's why, from now on, I will be visiting you daily, so I can personally help you pay off your debt and make sure you meet your future quotas. Sir, please don't make this any more difficult than it needs to be. If you won't let me help you, then I'll have to report your transgressions, and our only other option will be to have you committed to a dedicated milking clinic. Trust me when I say they are a lot less forgiving about letting you work through your backlog at your own pace. So, what will it be? Are you going to be a good boy and let me milk you? Or do I have to call in for backup? Smart choice. Don't worry, I'm very experienced at this. All right, now you need to get hard first so I can milk you properly. Can you do that yourself? Or do I need to do everything here? All right, fine. Hold still. Don't worry, this shouldn't take that long. People like you who don't take care of themselves regularly always get excited so quickly. Your poor little cocks perk up at the slightest prospect of getting some attention. It's so sad. I don't know why you insist on neglecting yourself like this. Just like that. A few strokes up and down and you're already rock hard. Well, I guess that just makes my job easier. Be still for a while I grab this. Oh, this? This is your new pocket pussy. What? You didn't think I was gonna let you spurt all over the place, did you? Do you know how hard it is to wash cum stains out of these uniforms? No, you are gonna be coming in here. You're so lucky. We caught you just in time to be reintegrated into society. Some people are so far gone that we just have to lock them away for their safety and ours. But it's not too late for you yet. You're still salvageable, but it won't be easy. Luckily, I am very experienced at milking deviant boys like yourself. Oh, yes. We can't just have people like you running amok, doing as you please, dominated by your primal urges. That's why we launched this task force. It's simply better for everyone if you're kept nice and docile, even for you. You might not think it's that bad, but you'll see. Your judgment is always clouded by those lingering desires, whether you realize it or not. That subconscious need to come. Once we get a few orgasms out of you, you'll start to notice the effects. You'll feel more at ease, more alert. Frustrations that you didn't even notice will be lifted like weights off your shoulders. Most people eventually learn that there's no point in keeping that pleasure from themselves. But since you can't be trusted to take care of your own needs, I'll personally be milking you night after night until you learn to behave. Jeez, what is taking you so long? My shift ends soon, you know. If you won't hurry up and come, I'll have to send you over to that milking facility. Here. I suppose I can give you some visual stimuli. I can just undo the top few buttons of my uniform. And look, I'm not wearing anything underneath. Do you like my tits? How they pop right out. My nipples are even a little hard. Must have been the chilly air outside. Yeah, you like them. Well, you're lucky you're cute. I don't show myself to just anyone. Ah, no touching. You can look, but you can't touch. Good boy. Keep those hands to yourself. It's working, isn't it? Don't you want to rub your cock against my tits? Put it in between and bust a thick load all over me. Oh, I bet you do. Well, that is too bad. You're going to be coming inside this pocket, Putsy. Maybe if you close your eyes and imagine, you can pretend it's me. I feel your cock starting to throb. Are you finally getting close? Then fucking come already. Come on. You still have 38 more to go after this. It can't be taking this long every time. And plus, I know you're close. After so long without coming, your cock must be desperate for release. You just have to come. I'm surprised you lasted this long already. Your balls must be bursting with all that cum you've been saving up. So what are you waiting for? It'll be so much better if you just let it out. So just come. Stop holding back and come. That's it. Good boy. Keep coming. Just let it all out. There you go. See, isn't that better? I bet you feel more relaxed already. All right. Let me just inspect that. Wow. That is a lot. I don't think I've ever seen anyone come that much. Okay, now put it back in. You heard me. Put it back in. Do I really have to explain everything here? That one was just for today. Now that you've met today's quota, you can start working on your debt. If you only come once a day, you'll never catch up. So put that cock back in the pocket, Pussy, so I can milk another orgasm out of you. Or do I need to ring up that facility after all? I do not care if it's sensitive. Maybe you should have thought about that before breaking the law. Look, I have like 10 minutes left on my shift, so hurry up. Although, I suppose maybe I could. No. No, that would be highly unprofessional. I was just thinking that. Like, never mind. Can we get this over with? I have other business to attend to today. Please? Fine. Look, I was just... I actually haven't met my own quota yet for today. And I was planning on getting it done after my shift, but... to be honest, watching you pump that fleshlight full of cum... well... let's just say you aren't the only one who wishes it was me instead. I'm sorry, this is highly inappropriate. Even though I already have my tits out, but no, I really shouldn't. Wait, what are you? Oh, you can't just pull down my pants like that. I'm an officer of the law. This is really fucking hot. God, just fuck me. I need to feel your cock inside. Fuck. Doggy, you're just gonna push me down like that. I'm supposed to be the one in charge of the stop. Oh no, you're just using me like that. Oh no, please don't stop. Your cock feels so good. It feels so good in my pussy. To be honest, I really wanted to do this from the moment I first saw you get hard. Oh, fuck. I didn't think I'd ever get jealous of a damn toy. But seeing you slide in and out of that fleshlight, then pumping it full of cum, it just made me really wet. I was gonna fantasize about it later when I got home, since I haven't come yet today. But fuck, this is so much better. Oh, I don't even care if I get in trouble for this. It feels too fucking good. Please, give me more. Oh, I need it. Oh yeah, just like that. Oh, you're thrusting so hard. Oh fuck, you better not come yet. I don't want this to end just yet. Oh, in fact, I don't think I ever want this to end. I'm gonna milk each of those 38 orgasms out of you with my own fucking pussy. Not with that fucking toy. Shit, why stop here? I mean, we both need to come every day, right? So let's help each other out, okay? We can make each other come and make sure we meet our quotas every day. Just the thought of you using me over and over is making me want to fucking explode. Oh, fuck, I'm getting close. Oh, are you? Oh, no. No, don't pull up now. My quota. I still need to come. What? Oh, beg for it. This is my stop. You're supposed to do as I fucking say. So put it back in right now. That is a lawful order. Oh, come on. Oh, you're really gonna make me do this. Fuck, fine. Put your cock back in. Please, so I can come, please. Oh, fuck, I need to feel you inside me. Oh, oh yeah. Oh, that's the spot. Oh, fuck, come inside me. Fill me up. I need it. Oh, I'm so close. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck, I'm gonna come. All right, count back. Oh, I'm gonna... Oh, that felt so good. Normally, I just use one of my toys to get off. Oh, but this feels so fucking good. Feeling you pulse inside me is way better. Wow. You came so much. How do you still have that much left? Oh, I can feel it dripping down my thigh. I should probably clean that up before they start asking questions down at HQ. Wouldn't want them to start sending someone else over instead now. And hey, I meant what I said, you know. That wasn't just the horny talking. We both have to come daily anyway. Why not make it easier for each other? No strings attached. No feelings. just helping each other meet our quotas. Not that I can't do it myself, but I think I quite prefer this method, and I'm sure you do too. Great. I should have time daily after my shifts. I usually patrol around this area anyway. Although, I do happen to have time off tomorrow. If you're free, I can come over and we can get a real good head start on those 37 you still have to go. Sounds good.